This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Well, good morning, everyone. Representative Lee Quam, House Majority Leader, District 21. Had a really, really busy week as we get things wrapped up. We still got a lot of bills to go through. We'll have some interesting debate on the floor this afternoon before we take off for home. Looking forward to a four-day weekend.
Yes, thank you for being here. Senator Chris Langer, Senate Majority Leader, District 25. I guess the same in the Senate. We've been very busy. We hope to take some bills today and should be some good debates as well.
Senator Jim Boland, District 16, way down in the farthest southeastern portion of the state. I would agree. We had some very interesting and intense debate yesterday on a number of controversial issues. Some passed, some didn't, but it was a very fulfilling day yesterday. Thank you.
Representative Arch Beal, District 12, Assistant Majority Leader. I'll reiterate, it was busy. I don't think we got out of here till past 9 last night in State Affairs, and I saw a lot of you people there, and it was an interesting debate. Thank you.
We got our first look at the joint appropriations budget numbers 2019-2020. Just wondering if you could give us, if you've had time to look at those numbers in your first blush on the news that has passed.
I guess the revenue numbers were pretty much what we expected, so nothing really alarming or worrisome. So I think we'll just move ahead with our plans.
The only thing I would say on those is that it appears that the one area that's really diminishing as far as revenue is the tobacco tax, and that probably is a reflection that either people are just stopping using tobacco products or they're moving from tobacco to vaping, and I don't know how we quantify that at the present time, but that's one area that's probably good in one ways, but it does reduce state revenues. Thank you.
I don't think there was anything earth-shattering with what we saw, you know, a lot of what we expected, and we just move on and get things figured out now as we go.
What is the message to appropriators? Would you like to see, more money thrown into reserves or utilize these dollars that are there? I mean, I think it was, the revenue was adopted a little bit higher than what the governor presented. So I guess what's the message to appropriators kind of going forward?
Well, I think from our perspective, it would be, the best way that we can utilize these dollars. There's talk about reserves, too. You know, there's talk about recession in the next few years. So I think we have to be cautious with what we do, taking that into consideration as we move forward. But yet we want to be able to fund as much as we can in the most practical way that we can.
I would agree with that from the Senate perspective as well. Just cautiously optimistic, but realizing that we need to be prudent and wise with our money.
We have 4 work days until committee cross, and then I believe 8 days until formal crossover day. Are either chamber worried about the pace so far, about the calendar, and is there any potential that we could see bills die because of cross?
I don't believe you'll see bills die simply because of crossover. I think it kind of depends on how many the House sends us. Senate-wise, I think we're managing pretty well. House does have a lot of bills yet.
Well, we've still got some to run through committee. I think on state affairs, we're going to have an extra meeting next week, too, to get through them. We'll have to have 3 in those 2 days to get them done. We've got our calendars managed very well. We have not a lot of bills on our calendar. We'll take up a couple today that are going to be some probably pretty decent debate on those two, and then move forward to next week. And I don't think it's going to be a big issue. I don't think there'll be any bills die because it's crossed. I've never seen that happen, to be honest with you, that if they needed to die, they needed to die.
Democrats expressed some frustration, saying that they were seeing bills killed in committee, resurrected, killed, and again yesterday we see that they're being reconsidered. what's your caucus saying about that?
So far, the caucus isn't saying anything about it. Everything that's been done has been legal so far. I mean, that's what we have our rules for. You know, we maybe didn't need to reconsider those two yesterday, but that was the choice of what they wanted to do, and they're perfectly within their right to do it. And I have not had anyone come up to me and say they wish they hadn't done that. So, you know, I'm assuming we'll probably discuss that somewhat in caucus today.
If you noticed, we had an attempt at a smokeout yesterday on the Senate floor, and that died due to lack of second. So I think there, you know, there's ways to handle it as a caucus if you really are tired of hearing those again.
We saw the House overwhelmingly pass the industrial hemp bill. That's despite the governor asking not to do it. How's that going to go in the Senate?
You know, it needs to go through its normal committee hearing. We'll hear the testimony, and we really have not discussed it much as a caucus. So I can't give you an answer on that.
I'll just throw in a little bit there. I would say that it will be. I think there's actually quite a bit of support for the bill. As to the timing, that's another question. But there's a lot of people now that the Farm Bill has moved this process forward that are quite favorable to that. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
The bill to repeal presumptive probation still hasn't been scheduled for a hearing. You know, the committee deadline is next week. I guess what's gonna happen with that bill and positions on that?
I would assume they'll hear it in committee next week. That's about all I can tell you. I don't know where that discussion will go.
Any kind of reason for the delay? It was one of the first dropped bills of the session. Is it that big and contentious of an issue?
I don't think, just really up to the chair of the committees. I'm not. I'm sure it'll get a hearing, and I'm sure that it will be disposed of one way or another. But I don't think there's any nefarious plot concerning that particular bill.
The capital carry with an enhanced permit passed out of Senate Judiciary today. Can I hear your opinions on that bill?
Well, I think the testimony was very clear that it's something that is wanted even by our constitutional officer. So I think it passed out fairly strong, and I believe it will pass the Senate floor.
And I would agree with that. It was here before vetoed last time, but I think it has a very good chance of being approved. I can't speak for the governor, but I think it would be approved by the Senate. And there's only, to the best of my knowledge, 9,000 or 10,000 people who would qualify for that particular permit in the state at the present time.
Didn't know you wanted me to comment. Yes, I think it will. I think it will have strong support. You know, when you get the constitutional officers involved saying, you know, we need some to be able to defend ourselves, protect ourselves. Well, I think that puts a whole other dynamic to it. And with the enhanced permit, it limits who can come in. You tell the Highway Patrol that you're going to be here so that they know if something happens. And I think it just it's a good idea.
Does the House have a position on the, I believe it's Senate Bill 86, which is the Partridge Amendment to Senator Partridge's amendment from 2016, and kind of the philosophy behind that and giving appropriators that power?
Obviously, we've had, you know, everybody knows what it is. We've had very brief discussions as far as the caucus taking a position on it. We haven't established one of those yet because we weren't sure it was. You wait for a bill to get passed before you do anything with it, and now we'll have a chance to take a legitimate look at it and see what we think.
think there's a appetite in the Senate to bar the teaching of gender dysphoria in first, third, kindergarten through seventh grade?
You know, I just don't know yet. That bill is going to come to, I think it's been assigned to State Affairs. We'll just have to wait and see. I understand it's like a two-line bill or something like that. I think I've read it, scanned it. It's, it takes you 10 seconds to read it. We'll just have to wait and see. This is a very profound question, again, as to the nature and character of human life, human society. So we'll just have to wait and see how that bill, what happens when it gets to the State Affairs Committee. I wouldn't hazard a guess right now.
Mr. Qualm, I understand, being that it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to give you this as an easy up. You made a major announcement on Monday regarding a member of your party and your fellow seatmate. Would you care to bring that up today on Valentine's Day for him?
Oh, you mean Representative Fink that over the weekend proposed to the love of his life, and so I made that announcement on the floor. I just thought that was very worthy for everybody to hear.